Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you doing this fine fall day?
I'm great. It finally feels like fall. I love it. I love it. And it's not raining today.
Big Halloween plans?
Of course. I love Halloween.
Is that? That's one of the big Otto family traditions?
Yes. As long as my kids are up for dressing up like a family, I'm up for making the
costumes.
That's the rule? That's the rule. And
so what are you this year?
Oh, man. Can't you tell? I've got yellow all over me. We're the Simpsons.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I've been busy making costumes, and I will look forward to supporting that huge wig for two nights in a row. We have a big party on Friday and one on Saturday to go to. So
you have a big blue wig?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Big blue wig, and yeah, you'll have to wait and see. I'll post some pictures
Facebook?
For you. Facebook pictures,
you
yeah.
You promise.
I do.
Okay. That's my kid's favorite show, so that'll be good.
What's up with The Simpsons? I mean, my son's 12, loves it, and it is pretty funny. I mean, the times I've watched it, but, you know, I was trying to come up with these costume ideas, and I thought, iPods, you know, like pea pods with an eyeball. I thought, okay, that'll be cool. They're like, that is so old, but yet The Simpsons
so that's
isn't.
That's like, what, 20 years old, 30
yeah.
years old?
Yeah. So, oh, well, you never know. But we've got a great show this morning, Lee. On a fine fall day. Looking forward to talking with our guests today for a couple of reasons. One is very appropriate because we like to keep it local and couldn't be more local than Jim Squire, who's running for Sandy Springs District 1 candidate here in Sandy Springs for the council. And we also have with us this morning Grant Carter of a really interesting concept, and you know I love to talk about health insurance and medicine, and
you love it.
I get a little riled up and a little emotional, so let's see if I can keep my opinions down for the team doctors. So stay tuned for Grant. First up this morning, Jim Squire, welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Good morning, Amy, and good morning, Lee.
So a candidate for Sandy Springs Council. Tell us, how did that come about?
Well, actually, you had the sitting city councilman on your show not too long ago, Doug McGinnity.
That's right. And then he won.
He won.
He was on the
exactly.
show and he won.
So I'm hoping that tradition continues here today.
Hey, we'll see. The pressure's on you, Jim.
Well, actually, I was at breakfast with Doug and learned that he was not going to run for re-election because he's running for the Secretary of State position coming up next year. And I've been very impressed with what Doug has done with his business background as a member of city council, and believe that my background is similar. I come out of the corporate world and have been on a number of corporate boards and nonprofit association boards. And I look at city council in a similar way that I believe the city is essentially a large corporation, particularly Sandy Springs with its public-private partnership. And the city council is essentially the board. Our mayor, who has done an extraordinary job, is the CEO, and we have a great currently COO, I call him, for our city manager. Mm-hmm. So I think that what I can bring is strategic planning and financial oversight and policymaking experience to that council.
So define the district a little bit, because I know District 1, I live in District 1, and it's always called the Dunwoody District in Sandy Springs. What does that mean?
Well, here we have, first of all, a voter, so thank you so much, and I would like to garner your vote after this
We'll see how good
morning.
You do.
Yeah, we'll see.
We're not committing. We're both Sandy Springs residents. So.
Good. Well, you know, in fact, many people that I have met over the last 6 to 8 weeks that I've been campaigning up in the district do still consider that they're part of Dunwoody. You know, essentially what happened was they took the unincorporated Dunwoody area and sort of like Solomon, they split the baby when they created the cities of Sandy Springs and the cities of Dunwoody. They did it by county line. So that area of, quote, the old Dunwoody that was north of Spalding Dunwoody Club in Fulton County became part of Sandy Springs, and that area south remained Dunwoody and became part of the Dunwoody City. So my district runs from Roswell Road on the west along the Chattahoochee River over to Holcomb Bridge, and then the southern boundary, again, picks up at Holcomb Bridge. Essentially, it's Spalding, Dunwoody Club, back over to Roswell Road.
Now, big question, because a lot of my neighbors have always talked about it. Do you think Sandy Springs and Dunwoody should just be one city?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, and one that certainly comes up quite a bit last weekend at the Dunwoody Festival, the first Dunwoody Festival and Chili Cook-Off. Where
How nice was that?
Cooked my favorite chili, but unfortunately I didn't win there, although I did garner a lot of voters' favorites for the chili that we did that day. But people ask that question, and I think that much like the question about should we have a northern county, you know, should the day come when Dunwoody and Sandy Springs and that particular area come back together? That's a great question. Can't happen now because of the way the legislature structures these cities, essentially being incorporated within one county. So as long as Fulton County holds Sandy Springs, and as long as Dunwoody essentially is part of DeKalb County, I don't think you'll ever see the merging back.
So tell us a little bit about your business background and how that would translate into, you know, what you're looking to do.
Well, it's that time of year for our company. I'm with the Honey Baked Ham Company, and I hope that as you get ready for Halloween that you'll have a Honey Baked Ham somewhere nearby that you can make sandwiches for the kids. And certainly that's a good way for folks coming over that are going to trick-or-treat. Honey Baked Ham makes a great treat, by the way.
Sure. So
baggies of Honey Baked Ham.
That's it. That's an unashamed plug for my company. But I have historically been involved at the, again, as I said, at the corporate board level. I have been very involved in strategic planning and policy making for our companies, and I think that in terms of qualifications for the council, I think that type of broad business background works well. I think also specifically within the franchise community, you know, great franchisors are those that involve their franchisees. Some of the best items, like in the McDonald's system, the Egg McMuffin actually came from a franchisee. So it would be my intention, once I'm on the council, to make sure that there is an engagement of the citizens, the stakeholders, essentially, of not only my district but Sandy Springs in general, to help us as we look to create the plans and the vision for Sandy Springs going forward.
I know the statistics say that Sandy Springs actually has more Fortune 1000 corporate headquarters than the city of Atlanta. How cool is that?
That's very cool. So, now that we have the King and the Queen buildings as part of Sandy Springs.
That's right. So how do you think that affects the future of Sandy Springs?
Well, I think Sandy Springs is very, very attractive for people relocating there from the quality of life that we have. You know, Sandy Springs and, again, Dunwoody, I would certainly herald our neighbor. And I've spent a lot of time with Ken Wright, the mayor there, and a couple of the council folks to make sure that
they've been guests, too, by the way.
Well, we have Adrian Bonsoor, you may know, as the Dunwoody council member in District 2, and Tom Taylor in District 1, which abuts my particular district. But I think coming together with the perimeter CID and the opportunity to offer the quality of life with the residents, with the homes and all that are part of Sandy Springs, and with a lot of the arts and other infrastructures that are being put in place now, is going to continue to attract people that want to be outside the perimeter, not get caught in all that traffic trying to get downtown. I came today down Peachtree Industrial, which was a log jam because 85 was shut down, a number of the lanes from people trying to get downtown and accidents and things like that. So I'm very, very optimistic that we'll be able to attract a lot of businesses. Our mayor actually is going to be part of a group going to China to look at attracting businesses here in the not-too-distant future.
How do you balance the existing residents with this influx of new business and the traffic? I mean, traffic in Sandy Springs, you know, especially Roswell Road area, is horrendous.
Definitely two schools of thought there, Lee. One is how do we make it better the way it currently is in terms of traffic flow on Roswell Road, and the log jam there, the backup is the bridge over 285.
Right.
And so the city council has commissioned a study to be done about how to actually widen that bridge and change the ingress and egress off that bridge to get a lot smoother traffic flow around that particular interchange, even though 285 may be widened in the future, and those funds may essentially go towards something that's going to be changed in the next 10 years. But the most immediate thing is how do we work on changing that. One alternative to that, though, which I thought was interesting, I met with Wanda Buckley, who is involved very, very much in looking at a Sandy Springs CID, which essentially would be an improvement district, community improvement district, that might take it a little different and make it actually less of a corridor down Roswell Road, talking about roundabouts and other things that would give more of a community feel, would really make Sandy Springs to me more of a city around that area where our new City Hall is going to be, where the old Target is, et cetera. So, you know, two different approaches to that.
Is there any thought on doing something like what Chattanooga does with the electric buses that come around and just really blanket an area for free to encourage more of the clean transit rather than, you know, having a bunch of cars, especially during lunch hour, you know, going from the perimeter area to Roswell Road and back?
I think that type of mass transportation would be outstanding. I know they've tried that with the Buck, I think they call it, in the Buckhead area where
right.
they've got that type of transportation.
What's the result on that?
You know, the jury's still out. It's only a couple of years old, maybe mm-hmm. 3 years now, if my number's right. And it takes about 5 years to really get a clear understanding of the impact of that.
You talk about traffic and bottlenecks. I know when Doug was on the show and we were really drilling him about
sidewalks.
He was
the sidewalk guy.
Yeah, sidewalks. And then that intersection at Dunwoody Club and Spalding, which I drive by there 20 times a day. Lee, I don't know if you've been over there lately, but they improved it. They've got these lights and they're timed. I mean, and they widen the lane. They've got mm-hmm. a turning lane. It has made such a big difference in the morning. I mean, getting my kids to school, you leave at 7:15. I go right up to the light now. So huge, huge improvement. I'm surprised people haven't had more accidents at that corner prior. So those are incredible improvements that I see. And Sandy Springs in general, I mean, what a great place to live and constant improvements. It's just amazing to me. What do you see as maybe the three biggest challenges that are facing Sandy Springs over, say, the next 4 years?
Well, I think that number one, interestingly, we have someone here later on that's going to talk about the medical side of business. But Sandy Springs, interestingly, has what we call an abysmal survival rate for cardiac arrest patients.
Really?
And actually, it's much better than it was. When Fulton County was providing services, it was only 1% of people that had cardiac arrest. You have to get to a cardiac arrest patient within 4 to 6 minutes.
Right.
And the inability to get there, 1% survival rate. It's now gone to 4%. So
it's quadruple.
The city, quadruple. The city should be applauded for that. Right. But when you look at cities like Seattle, it's as much as 40%.
Wow.
And so what we really need to do is on three fronts. Number one, we need, particularly for our district, if we talk about District 1, we need to be able to have more response time from additional fire stations other than the one at the intersection that you were referring to, Roberts and Spalding. And they are putting a test initiative in right now to establish as an autoresponder the Roswell No. 7 station, which is over at the Chattahoochee River and Holcomb Bridge Road. So if that's the case, we will then have bookended the district. And that'll have a huge impact from a
right.
response time. Second is we've got to train the neighborhoods. You know, again, my district, as well as all the other districts with these wonderful homes, have wonderful subdivisions and all. And just a simple matter of teaching people CPR can double the mm-hmm. time that someone can essentially be revived from that if they have family members that are trained. And the best way to do that is through the homeowners associations and
right.
the neighborhood and community groups. Lastly, would be the ability to stage out in the community these almost what you'd call automatic defibrillators
mm-hmm.
That are now very cost-effective. Cost is down to only about $1,000.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So putting those in all the police cars as well as the fire cars, the fire station
trucks
and all,
right.
you know, are ways to go for that. Second, very quickly, would be the idea that right now, as all of us have seen over the last probably 4 weeks with the rain that we've had here, is the fact that in Sandy Springs there's this crumbling infrastructure underneath in terms of the stormwater sewage
mm-hmm.
issues there.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, there's a study that's been commissioned. It's about a third of the way through to go through and look at all of the stormwater infrastructure and look at the pipes and actually take the pictures and all and find out how much it's going to cost to do that. But a friend who has a neighbor in the Rivergate subdivision actually had a sinkhole develop in her backyard because of the crumbling infrastructure that we've, mm-hmm. we've inherited there, so we need to work on that. And certainly just another issue of water is the fact that currently we are served by the City of Atlanta Water, which charges a 22% premium for residents of Sandy Springs. You can be a block away and in another jurisdiction and pay 22% less for your water than the city of Atlanta. So we need to look at other ways that we can perhaps obtain water into the city.
Those are big issues.
Oh.
You've got your plate full.
Thanks.
Well, now we really encourage.
Are you sure you don't want to stick with the honey baked ham?
Yeah.
You know, that seems a lot simpler in a lot of ways.
It does. But we're happy that you were a guest this morning. We really hope folks will get out and vote next week. It is next week, right?
It's next Tuesday. Exactly.
Next Tuesday.
Is this the first time you ran for something?
It is the first time.
So what do you think of that?
Well, I think that it's been a great experience for my wife and I. My wife Donna and I have gotten out, and it's one way for people to really get to know your community. I will tell you that it was like an immersion. You know, when you want to learn a foreign language or whatever, they say you just got to get immersed with whatever the family speaks that language. And I've been in community speak essentially for the last 6 to 8 weeks with my wife, and it's been spectacular. And the people that I've met, so it's been a wonderful. And what I've told everybody is that whether I win this election or not, and I certainly hope that I do, but I will absolutely be involved in some form or fashion in the community of Sandy Springs.
Terrific. Thanks for being with us
now,
this
one
morning.
Quick thing. You can still vote on the advance vote, which is available at the North Spring or the North Annex, which is on Roswell Road, mm-hmm. between now and Friday. So if next Tuesday is not convenient for folks, they can go out and vote now through Friday.
Is there any online voting? Can you go and do any?
You can't do online. You can actually do mail-in ballots, and those are not just absentee now. You can go to the Fulton County website. You can download a PDF and fax it in.
And they
will send you a ballot.
Oh, wow.
That has to be received by the 31st, which is this weekend, Halloween.
Do it today.
But you've got to do it today, really, to get it back in time.
Okay.
Maybe lots of weight. No excuses.
That's right. Maybe we can put that link up, too. Definitely no excuses. Everybody should get out and vote. Absolutely. Well, next up this morning, Lee, I'm really excited about our next guest because Grant Carter, when you talk about medical plans and things, this one's very creative, and it caught my attention. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Grant.
Thank you, Amy. Glad to be here.
Grant, you're the CEO of Team Doctors Preferred Access. Tell us what that is.
Well, it is a very exciting business, one we're very proud of. Team Doctors Preferred Access is a private company. It was built about 3 years ago, and what we are is an exclusive and elite platform of doctors, orthopedic surgeons, and specialists that have all been handpicked and selected to be the providers to the professional sports franchises across North America. So these are certainly the cream of the crop, if you will, or the chosen few that by the owners, much like Arthur Blank and Bob Kraft, have been appointed to be the medical providers to their high-prized and certainly well-paid athletes and entrusted in getting them healthy and back on the field. And these doctors are largely inaccessible to the majority of people out there, and certainly if you do try to get access to them, there's going to be quite a wait. So Team Doctors Preferred Access is a membership-based model business where we now provide access to the same network of doctors and do so in the very preferred and premium way that the athletes and entertainers have access to them.
Now, is this something why don't you explain how it works for a person if they wanted to become – can anybody be a member? Is it – if you can afford it, then you can become a member. Is that how it works?
That's exactly right. Anybody can become a member. What we've done is effectively provide access to a group of people that was largely inaccessible before. And so in doing so, you would acquire a membership into Team Doctors Preferred Access. It's an annual membership, and we think it's remarkably affordable. It's $2,000 a year. So, and that includes an entire immediate family. So, a mother and a father and as many children as you may have are all covered under a single membership. And for that membership, what you have first and foremost is an advocate network of supporters of all the doctors that are there to coordinate your scheduling, there to help navigate the insurance maze that's out there every single day, and certainly just be your relationship. You know, really what we bring to the table is a living, breathing relationship of our doctor network and all the specialists that we can provide access to our member families. And it works both proactively as well as reactively. So certainly in those crisis moments, if you will, and, Jim, you mentioned some of the statistics around cardiac arrest and some of these things. So, we're there to provide relief and solutions, not so much in a 911 emergency, but certainly if someone's facing a 9-hour emergency room wait on a Wednesday night, we're a great solution for that. But equal to that, and maybe more importantly, I think, is the preventative and proactive relationship that we bring, whereas we are reaching out and touching our members every 3 to 4 weeks and just probing with them on an ongoing basis and finding out what's going on in their lives and are there any other services or benefits that we can bring to the table that might include mental wellness, physical therapy, nutritional coaching, fitness programs, making sure certainly that the annual physicals, prostate exams and mammograms and things like this are being done on a timely basis and taking over the burden, quite frankly, of making sure that those get accounted for and get executed in a very timely fashion versus, you know, what we all typically do is dread those
reactive
things.
Now, how does it lay on top of your existing relationship with your primary doctor, or is this a replace it?
It can be either. Every one of our members interacts and interfaces with team doctors differently. So, it certainly works within your own family dynamic. We certainly don't require at all that a family change their existing provider relationships. If they're very pleased with their doctors and some of the specialists they're seeing, that's fantastic. What we will become is a second opinion sometimes. We may become some influence to help them get into their current doctors or maybe a different one a little quicker. And in some cases, people are just simply not very pleased with the providers they have, and they're looking for something totally different. So it can be either way. And, we have, case study after case study that sort of highlight both, whereas to say we've been effective in helping, under the current relationship they have, or certainly replacing one that they have and hasn't worked very well for them.
Wow. So the demographics that you're targeting, you mentioned families. Mm-hmm. I could see an active family that doesn't have a lot of time to wait in the waiting room as a great candidate for the program, someone that has kids involved in sports and active. There are a lot of adults that are weekend warriors. Am I painting the demographic, or is it different from that?
You're right on task. Those are very common character traits of our member families. Certainly active families that have children that are really involved in sports or just living active lifestyles, as well as the parents, that are those weekend warriors. I mean, it's not uncommon that you're going to find yourself in the emergency room. I have 4 children. I can count on 6 trips a year. It's just a given, and myself as well. I'm out there, trying to pretend like I can still do things I used to do. So certainly those are character traits. Time, I think, is really at the top of the list. I mean, we're all very, very busy, be it socially or professionally. Our time is critical to us. So the idea of, waiting in a doctor's office for hours at a time or waiting months, if not weeks, to see a specialist, at the least of which, sitting in an emergency room on a Tuesday night at 8 o'clock for 6 hours for a sprained ankle. I mean, these are things that nobody, given the choice, would choose to take on. So team doctors is a very powerful solution for those instances. The other thing is travel. I think it's key to point out, if you're a father like myself and you travel on business a lot, you tend to find yourself getting sick or injured not when you're at home. It's when you're in another market. And your only option of where do I go is to ask the hotel concierge or the restaurant owner, where's the local doc in the box? So, this is a very powerful solution and gives you some great peace of mind if you know you're going to be away from your home on a fair basis. And in concert with that, like if someone's traveling, it's invariably going to be the phone call you get when you're 3,000 miles from home and you get the call from home saying, little Johnny just twisted his knee at soccer practice. What am I supposed to do? And you're no help because you're 3,000 miles away. So now you have that peace of mind knowing that there's a solution for you there as well. So, you start to understand that there's no box that our members fit into. Everybody can benefit from it in certain ways. But certainly, active lifestyles, families, and people that just generally want access to a higher level of care and know that they're in the hands of the best certainly rounds out the, sort of our client roster.
Now, team doctors, you would think that it's like orthopedic and that stuff, but this can be internal medicine as well, right?
Absolutely.
It's not just exclusive to, I broke my arm.
No, by all means. Our team doctors, even if you look at the core roster, and that's sort of just the starting point, but they range from family practice doctors to internists to cardiologists to pulmonologists. So they really run the gamut. And equal to that is the specialists that they can get to on an instantaneous basis. And
right.
To use a case example, Lee, would be we've had a member, for instance, that needed access to a very highly specialized department. And, he happened to be in Baltimore, I believe. And so we leveraged our relationships peer-to-peer, meaning one of our team doctors happened to know the chair of a department at Johns Hopkins. And in doing so, made a call on behalf of our member and was able to prioritize that member, next day, whereas that would have literally been impossible for our member to gain access to. And so it's having that power behind you in the network, mm-hmm. and knowing that, we take in every member's need individually, and we assess it and solve it on that moment. We don't sort of try to put it in a defined protocol or a process and then just run it through, you know, in a standard fashion. We really do individualize it.
Now, is it possible, like, say my wife works for a big company and she has insurance through them. Would these doctors, some of them would be on her network, some of them wouldn't be? How does that play into this?
Great question. We are not a replacement for health insurance. We work in concert, and it really, we sort of lay over our members' health insurance, whether that be privately acquired or, you know, provided through a corporate benefit. What we try to do, and more often than not, especially if our members are calling us, you know, at their home base, if you will, is we do the navigation through our advocate network to try to make the referrals within our network to providers that are going to take and accept the insurance that our member carries, and that it'll be an in-network circumstance so that the insurance will have the maximum benefit.
So you manage that.
Wow.
We assess
as best
it.
You can.
We understand it because, mm-hmm. you know, right at the gate when we take on a new member, we build a whole profile and we know what their insurance coverage
right.
is
mm-hmm.
and we know sort of how it works.
So then these doctors are in network, and so your client knows, okay, these six doctors are in network, these three aren't. And so I can now, if one of the doctors are in network, I can make them my primary doctor and I can see them just like I would the one that I have now.
Absolutely. The difference would be you would want to call us before you wanted to see your doctor every time because we're going to make sure you get in that day.
So you put me at the top of the list.
Absolutely. You get the priority preferred benefit being a Team Doctor member. So
I'm loving the way this sounds.
Brian.
This is the way it works. And you know, sometimes we can create a choice for the member, which is to say if a member said to us, you know, I want to see the best shoulder surgeon in America. It's that important to me that I see the best.
Right.
Well, we can certainly get to that person, and we can probably have you seen him within 72 hours, whereas normally you'd wait a year. Now, we may also tell you that doctor's not in your network. So just so you understand that, we'll get you in, and we'll get you in very preferred, but it's not going to be your network. However, you also can see the doctor in your market who happens to be an exceptional shoulder doctor
mm-hmm.
And is in your network. So
your choice.
Your
right.
choice. So,
right.
you know, a lot of times what we can do is create the option, mm-hmm. Which most people aren't ever going to have.
And it seems like the networks are broadening. I mean, more and more people are going for the PPOs unless they're with an HMO, and with Kaiser, it's just a totally different mentality. But someone that has a PPO with Blue Cross and Blue Shield would be a great candidate. I mean, I could come to you for internal medicine, any kind of specialty care. What about OBGYN services?
Certainly. Absolutely.
Really?
I mean, to say that we have OBGYNs that are formally team doctors is not correct.
Right.
However, our team doctors, each team doctor around North America, you know, has their own orbit, if you will, of referral specialists mm-hmm. that they've established over 30 years of being in practice. So we could make two phone calls and, you know, either here in Atlanta or anywhere else and say to our team doctor, who would you recommend as a premium OBGYN for one of our members? We'd make that phone call and then use our leverage and influence to have you in that day or the next day, and basically on a peer-to-peer level say, you know, we're making this referral to you. We need to ensure that you treat them as if you were taking care of me, if you will, you know, and that's the way it works. So it really does run the range of, you know, simple family doctor to OBGYN all the way to the most specific of specialists that you should need.
Now, can you just walk me through, like, say I'm going to join, okay, and I pay the money, so now my family's in it, we're part of the team now.
Yes.
And so now for that money, I get to be top of the list. That's a great benefit. What are the other kind of specific things that I get? Now what happens?
Well, first and foremost, right at the inception of sort of creating your membership, we're going to sit down and do sort of a family history with you. So, you know, find out who all's covered in your family, find
right.
out if there's any previous conditions, find out sort of who your current suite of providers are, and to
right.
find out if we can add to that or complement it or replace some. Okay,
right.
We're going to get an understanding of your insurance. And then the next thing we're going to do is going to start to ask you and sort of dig a little bit is, you know, are there things that you've been thinking about wanting to do from a proactive standpoint that you've just been putting off because you
right.
didn't know where to go? And then on an ongoing basis, for instance, one of the additional services would be if you're ever traveling, especially abroad, so either for pleasure or business, and you should go on a European trip, let's say, and you're going to have four ports of call during your trip.
Right.
One of the things we offer our members is a medical itinerary that's pre-prepared for you. So let's say you're going on a cruise and you're going to stop at six different places. What we find out is where you're going to go and when you're going to be in each. And we contact the major hospitals and the top doctors in those locations and get their personal contact, cell phone numbers and others. And we lay out a medical itinerary for you in advance of your trip. So that should anything go wrong, you're not trying to decipher a foreign language phone book and trying to figure out where you go. you pull up your PDA or you pull up your binder and you have this information already prepared for you, and those medical doctors will have been contacted by us in advance and just put them on ready alert that, you know, they've been put out there as on notice. So that's something that's very powerful, and we've already seen some tremendous benefit from that for some of our members.
Mm-hmm. Now you're pointing out a whole different demographic, because like my in-laws are getting ready to go on a six-week trip. And they're in their 80s, you know, and both of them are very healthy. But what a great peace of mind that would be for someone like them if they're traveling.
Absolutely. I mean, just the raw peace of mind and comfort to know that should anything go wrong, you now have an immediate resource that's there to put this situation, you know, as a priority and then also resolve it as best as possible. And it can be done from afar, certainly. But our doctors here have working relationships with premium doctors just about anywhere. Our president, Jim Ellis, Dr. Jim Ellis, has been working with the International Olympic Committee for well over two decades. And in addition to his role here in 96, he's already been appointed as the chief medical advisor for the 2014 Games in Sochi, Russia. So, you know, his global relationships from a medical standpoint are second to none. So
that's
it is
powerful. I mean, $2,000 a year for peace of mind when you're traveling, if you travel a lot.
Absolutely.
Because that's one of the reasons why they don't travel as much, is because it's a fear. If you're you're in France, you don't speak the language,
right.
And yeah, something happens.
Absolutely.
That opens up a whole different demographic. Yeah. We're running out of time, but there are certain things I definitely have to talk to you about. So I think, Lee, unfortunately, you know how I feel about the healthcare debate, so I'm going to try to keep my emotions to a minimum. And I already know the answer to this, but I don't think our listeners necessarily do. How does the healthcare debate impact the business that you're in right now?
Well, you know, we don't know what's going to be the end result of this. And if anybody does, I think they're probably telling you a bit of a story. But, you know, the reality is that there's going to be some shake out of this. But our doctors are at such a high level already, and they have established reputations and businesses in the medical community, that whatever the tiered system ends up looking like, you know, they're going to be able to be very selective on who they continue to see. And a service like ours is going to really be the ultimate solution against, you know, what could be, where if you end up infusing, you know, up to 30 million new people into the healthcare system. So we're providing, certainly, again, going back to peace of mind, a lot of proactive, dynamic, successful people are not the type to sit around and wait for things to be discovered before they take matters into their own hands. So the dialogue in and of itself and all the commentary that continues to go on up in Washington every day is really aiding our business, and we're finding more and more opportunity to deliver the value of our business to those type of people that are wanting to just, you know, put an end to the concern right here and right now. So, you know, the fear mongering, if you will, is certainly a great asset to us from a brand building standpoint.
It's good marketing for you.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, and great price either. We're not having to pay a thing for it.
So. Right.
It's good.
Last question for you. You mentioned something about working with nonprofits. How's that going? And tell us what the partnerships are.
Well, great. Yeah, thank you. We call it our Team Doctors Blessings Network. And what, you know, we're in the business of helping people naturally from a medical standpoint and providing, you know, problem solving. However, what we also feel like is we have an opportunity to give back. And so we've created a scenario with our Blessings Network that we like to partner with nonprofits and foundations and charities that are out doing great things, but they're often in the circumstance where they're asking donors for money over and over and over, and you know, that's the nature of how they fund their efforts. Very rarely do they ever get to give anything back to these same people that support them so well. So what we've done is created a way to partner with these nonprofits and offer memberships that they can turn around and offer a Team Doctor membership to their donor group through an email or some sort of a marketing plan. And just, you know, it's something of value and something that they can say, we've created a partnership with Team Doctors Preferred Access. And what we do is we make the commitment that any new memberships that come through that channel, that distribution channel, we give 10% of that membership fee on an annual basis back to the charity. So the memberships are certainly new members are getting the benefit of our service, but they also know that in an indirect fashion, they're finding yet another way to give back to the charity that obviously they believe in so deeply. And, you know, it's allowed us to forge some really powerful relationships. And hopefully we're just scratching the surface on that.
It's a win-win. We like those, right, Lee?
Everybody wins. Yep.
Absolutely.
And where can people find out more about your program of the Team Doctors?
Well, the best place and easiest place to go is our website, certainly. And the address there is www.theteamdoctors.com. So www.theteamdoctors.com. There's a wealth of information there, certainly a lot of our contact information. You could submit an email to be contacted on our phone numbers. But we just, you know, we're very proud of who we are and what we do. And you know, our opportunity is just to have the ability to get out and get known by more and more people.
Terrific. Thanks. Thanks for being with us and for sharing. What a unique idea. Very powerful.
Great.
Very powerful. Great show again, Lee.
Hey, great guest. Make a great show.
Yes, that's right. Until next week, I'm Amy Otto with the Atlanta Business Radio Show.